My message this morning, as I received it in my dream, three kinds of faith every successful Christian lives by. Three kinds of faith every successful Christian lives by. And this is an incredible concept. As a matter of fact, these three kinds of faith that every Christian lives by are progressive. You can't jump to number three till you've done one and two. You can't go to two till you've done number one. And you only get to three after you've done one, two, and three. Now, you can select which one you want, but you need all three to support you. And all of them point out the presence of God in your life. Before we, however, look at them, I want us to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Familiar passage, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. And I want you to see some things here. Familiar passage we speak on often. Anyone who wants to exhort someone uses this passage. 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8, I'm going to read it for you. From the New King James. For I, Paul speaking to Timothy in Ephesus, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, for the time of my departure is at hand. I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I've kept the faith. Finally, there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. We often refer to these closing words of Paul when exhorting one another. But what is this faith that Paul kept to the end? We know for certain he was not talking about the new birth experience, because that one-time act of faith, which happened many years before in his life, could never have provoked such strong words as he uses to encourage Timothy, his faithful friend and helper in the ministry. Before we go any further, I would like to mention some of the strong words he uses, because they deserve our consideration. Then I will go into what I want to say about faith, the faith that he kept. The words I find interesting are the words departure, fought, finished, kept, crown, and all. He said my departure's at hand. He's talking about his death. Now, he wasn't talking from the point of view of just the fact that he was going to be executed. Because he was a man of faith. He preached the word of faith. If he didn't think it was the will of God for him to die, he said, they've condemned me to death, but I'm getting out of this thing. He didn't. He said, I'm departing. And I was blessed by that, because I thought, you know, a real man or woman of God knows their time. This is my departure is at hand. Isn't that something? Then the next word I find interesting was the word fought. You know what the Christian life was all about. It was a fight. It was a fight. Well, I don't want to fight. Good, then don't become a Christian. Just go along with the devil and go to hell with him too. Then the next word, finished. I think that old men can tell a story young men can't tell. Young men know how to begin, but old men know how they finish. He finished. What an honorable thing to be able to say about his life. Then this word kept. At the end of his life, he could say, I kept the faith. Now, do you really think he was talking about the fact that he hung on to his salvation all his life long? You know he wasn't talking about that. He was talking about a kind of faith that he kept that I want us to talk about this morning. The other word that excites me is the word crown, because there is a crown out there for you. There is a reward in this thing. There's a crown. And not everyone's going to receive the same crown. Some are going to receive crowns with wood in them, and some are going to get mud. And the Bible says all kinds of stuff, perishable stuff. And then there's the word all. I like the word all because it applies to us all. No one's exempt from it. We can deny it. We can reject it. But the fact is, there is a faith that we're all to keep. And we're not to be crowned, apparently, if we don't keep that faith. Now, we could oversimplify, and I've done it in the message, and say that faith is the prophetic future of Paul. And there's great truth to that. But how does that boil down to a real a relationship of substance with the Holy Spirit? And something you can tie yourself down to was knowing that Paul finished and he knew he was going to die and he'd done a great work doesn't really help you do the same, other than to encourage you to hang on and not give up on your life. And I want to go further than that, and so does the Holy Spirit.